Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. This is special because I'm actually not in motion. You hear me coming from the EFG E3 War Room. I'm here surrounded by people quietly working as we get ready for an insane E3 weekend and early next week. So I promised that I would publish a episode talking about all of our plans for coverage for the E3 week. And so here we go. Today is Friday, June 7th. Nothing E3 related is happening. So we are just here getting ready. Linda is actually putting the finishing touches on our predictions board. And that will be going up on Instagram later on tonight and also on Facebook. Tomorrow is EA Play. We actually won't be doing live shows for that because those are streams. We're not really sure what the content is going to be like. And also, they're all about like one game and they're about a half hour long. So I thought that was a little bit long for us to do reaction streams to. However, we will be watching all of them and also watching the Nintendo tournaments that are going to be taking place throughout that evening and late afternoon. And we'll be recording like a wrap-up video and a podcast to publish tomorrow evening to give you an idea what EA did. Also, there will be articles going up on the blog. Expect some significant work about Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, because I think that's probably going to be the biggest of the announcements tomorrow. Then Sunday, we fast forward, at 4 p.m., is Eastern Standard Time, is the Microsoft press conference. I will be on the Engage Family Gaming Facebook page doing a live reaction. So you'll be able to go to the Facebook page, you'll be able to watch the Microsoft press conference with me, and we can chat in the comments, and I'll be giving my commentary, and you'll also be able to hear all of Team EFG kind of behind me giving me crap for things if I got a prediction wrong or something like that. Then we're going to fast forward until 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that is Bethesda. Now, Bethesda is having a press conference. I expect almost none of it to be family-friendly. However, based on fan request, we will be doing a reaction video to that one as well. So I'll be watching that one. We may have another one of our crew who is a Bethesda maniac sitting with me. Not really sure, but you can count on that at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, that evening, we'll be publishing a wrap-up show that I expect to be focused primarily on Microsoft, because that's going to be a two-hour-long press conference. Then we fast forward to Monday. Go figure. All this stuff has happened, and we aren't even in the beginning of the week yet. At 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the Ubisoft press conference, and I will be doing a live reaction there. Then we fast forward to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kinda Funny Games, who is a YouTube group, they are putting their own press conference show, indie game showcase. This is one that is not family friendly. However, I'll be doing a reaction to it. And so, you know, if you want to watch along, go ahead. We'll be in the comments. It's just I can't say that this one is going to have a lot of family friendly content. Then we fast forward to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's the Pièce de Résistance for the whole day. And that's Square Enix, where we expect that they're going to unveil the new Avengers game and give us more information about Final Fantasy VII Remake, among other things. It's going to be nuts. I will be doing a reaction to that one. So if you want to see me cry if they announce like Final Fantasy XVI or something crazy, then you definitely want to sign up for that one. Then we fast forward to Tuesday, and at noon Eastern time, you can watch me react to the Nintendo conference, because Nintendo's E3 Nintendo Direct will go live at noon, and we will be reacting to that one. So with all of these press conferences that we're going to be publishing live reactions to, with the exception of Bethesda and Kinda Funny, where I really don't think that there will be a lot of family-friendly stuff, and we're really just doing this for based on fan request, I will be attempting, as quickly and as best as I can, to cut away the picture-in-picture during those press conferences so that for any games that I know are inappropriate for kids, and we will, so that way you can watch it and you can feel safe that we're going to do our best to make sure that they don't see anything bad. Because I think Microsoft, for example, you know, they could show a whole bunch of stuff about Minecraft and then follow it up with, you know, some From Software game that obviously would not be good. So we'll be doing our absolute best to make sure that is taken care of. You can also count on seeing these. You'll see these daily wrap-up shows every day between tomorrow and Tuesday. We are going to do one final E3 wrap-up show on Wednesday afternoon before we clean up. And so you might see us very, very tired, but so be it. And we will also be recording a number of small podcasts, one focused on each of the press conferences, covering only the family-friendly announcements that are made in those press conferences. And we'll also be publishing smaller two-person podcasts that will be exactly 5 minutes long, where we talk about some of the games that we are super excited about. So those are our E3 plans. The best place to find all of this information is this. Number one, like us on Facebook, because that's where all of our live streams are going to be. We're going to be curating news from other sites and other people who are at the show, and we're going to be sharing that on our Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's at EF Gaming. We'll be sharing all our content there as well. Also, if you want a behind-the-scenes look at the shenanigans here in this war room, follow us on Instagram. It's Engage Family Gaming there. You can follow us there. We're going to be posting pictures starting tomorrow of all of the crazy stuff we're doing. And it's not just about E3 either. We're treating this as just a content summit overall. So we're going to be doing board game unboxings behind the scenes. We've got a whole bunch of Pokemon packs to take pictures of. It's going to be a wild ride. So if you want to see what it's like when a bunch of nerds get in one place and really try to cover something that's thousands of miles away, you're definitely going to want to take a look. So I hope you guys have a great night. We will hopefully see you on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our Facebook page for a live stream of Microsoft. And until then, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.